I was still weak the next day, but getting around. At any rate, I wasn't in the bathroom every 5 minutes. Jamal gave me potassium tablets. There was a lot of excitement in the camp. A sergeant from Charlie Company refused to take his squad out on patrol. He said the war would be over as soon as the truce went into effect, and he didn't want to be the last guy to die in Nam. I stayed in bed all day and read a supply of ebonies that Pee-wee got for me. Everybody was talking about the possibility of a truce before the holidays were over. Johnson and Wallowick got into a fight. Johnson wanted something from Wallowick. I think it was a cleaning patch and called Wallowick a farm boy. Wallowick threw Johnson the patch and called Johnson a cootie.
What you call me?
That's what it sounded like Johnson was saying as he flew across the room. He hit Wallowick and sent him reeling across the floor. Then it was on. I had never seen human beings hit each other so hard. Everybody else in the hooch was trying to get out of it. There was blood everywhere. I got out just behind Pee-wee, and we both stumbled over Lieutenant Carroll trying to get in. I thought about going back in to help Lieutenant Carroll stop the fight, but by the time I turned around, Lieutenant Carroll came hurtling through the doors. Then Johnson came out with Wallowick around his middle. They went about 3 meters, hit a patch of mud, and went sliding into some crates of ammo. It took 6 guys to break them up. Okay, the worst part of the fight was that Lieutenant Carroll got a broken tooth. His back tooth on the left side split right down the middle. He showed all of us. Also, it bled around the bottom and his jaw was swollen. Johnson and Wallowick got called to the company commander's office. Then I got called as a witness.
Tell him what he called me, Johnson said. Tell him.
Before you open your mouth, Private, Captain Stewart was chewing on the end of his cigar. Make sure you know what you're talking about. I don't want any rumors starting anything around here. He called him a cootie, sir. A what?
That's what he called me, Johnson said.
What the fuck's a cootie? It's a bug, Wallowick said.
That's like calling me a nigger, Johnson said.
Is that a racial thing? Captain Stewart looked at Wallowick. A cootie's a cootie. Wallowick shrugged. He shouldn't have called me no farm boy. If he calls me a farm boy, I'm gonna call him a cootie again. That's when Johnson hit Wallowick again, and the fight started again. This time, Lieutenant Carroll got out of the way. When the fight was over, Captain Stewart told them both to stop talking to each other. That was that.
This ends Disc 2.